right, here we are in the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with either a realtor or an inspector. And today we're talking with Jackie Marano, the one and only from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Excuse me. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is spring coming or not?
Ugh, that's the rumor.
We're back and forth, right? Back and forth. So, but anyway, I'm glad you're here today because I want to know, I've been thinking about this for a while. I want to know how to become like a real estate agent. How do you do that? How does one person, if you're listening out there and you want to become a realtor or a real estate agent, how do you do that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Where do you
question.
Start?
Yeah.
You know,
it's sort of the same as everything else. You start by reaching out. Mm-hmm. To a real estate agent.
Of course.
I right. sound like a broken record, right?
Yeah,
whether you're a buyer or a seller or a a would-be hopeful
yes.
career change or a new agent.
Right.
It's all of those things. It's really important to find a good contact, somebody with experience and just ask questions, right? It's the same thing we've talked about for everything else. It's
right.
Find some mentors and ask some questions.
Absolutely. You got to find somebody first. And the first step is just to call, like you said, and see if you want to be one first. You got to want to be.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's not
as easy as people think, huh?
No, it's definitely, it's not an easy career. I think that's a little bit of a misconception. It's a flexible schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But that also means it's a really unpredictable
right.
schedule.
Because most people are thinking money, obviously. They want to become a realtor. They're thinking it's good money. And
oh, sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of misconceptions around the career
uh-huh.
and what it involves and
yeah.
what it entails and how much money you make.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because, you work really hard and you're not getting paid usually.
Right, until you actually sell.
Until you actually sell. So,
yeah, right.
It's definitely not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, for some people, it's just one of those like natural things and they hit the ground running and
right.
it's takes a certain personality.
Absolutely. So do you screen the people or do you just like see if they're a good fit or?
Yeah, so, just like with everything else, I mean, personalities matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's different offices, there's different structures,
mm-hmm.
Different training structures, different office structures. And so if you're a prospective agent, it's good to speak to multiple brokers and
mm-hmm.
speak to agents within those offices and sort of find the right fit for you.
Right, exactly. So I'm coming into there. I gave you a call. What's the first thing you're going to do for me? Let's say I'm doing this.
Yeah. So let's say you gave me a call and you said, I want to be a real estate agent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would say, the very first thing you have to do, this is outside of your hands or my hands, is
okay.
There's some required education
okay.
that you have to do first.
Uh-huh.
Your pre-licensing.
Okay. That's
education
what I was going to say.
Done.
Some sort of license. Yeah.
Yeah. And every state has different rules, but a real estate agent is just handled at the state no different than a nurse or
mm-hmm.
a dentist or an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
It's a licensed profession.
Okay.
So you have to take some courses and you have to pass some tests.
And I have to pay for it.
You do. Yes, okay. exactly. So that's the other thing about becoming an agent is there are upfront costs.
Okay.
Too.
All right.
Before you're
right.
getting paid.
But if you're serious enough about it and you got to pay something, it's not just like getting a job and you're hiring me.
Yeah, it takes
right.
some effort.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's
uh-huh.
not just one of those things where you can say, I want to sell houses tomorrow. There's some...
Is it thousands to get started or no? Is it something small or...
No, it can... I mean, the course can be a couple of $100.
Okay.
Licensing and testing right. can be a couple of $100. So,
okay.
you know, it's a little bit of an investment, but
mm-hmm.
that's certainly worth it in the long run.
Absolutely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. So where do I go from here?
So you've taken your test. Hopefully you've passed it.
Yes, I've passed, okay?
You passed your test.
I passed. Now what?
Yeah, now what? So as a person who's just passed your test,
mm-hmm.
you cannot just go sell houses.
Okay.
Right?
Right. Can't go out there yet.
You cannot. You have to have a broker in charge of you.
Okay.
So you have to be hired essentially by a firm before you are allowed to go out there and do any business.
So I would like shadow you.
Yeah, so every office
Pretty
does
much.
Things different, but
okay.
specifically at our office... We have a mentor
uh-huh.
program. You're going to shadow. We're going to train you in every step of the way.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I like. Yes, that's what I want.
You're going to spend a lot of time in the car with me and going on showings and listing appointments. And,
you're right. Hope you don't mind my bad habits. Just kidding.
Well, I'm breaking people's bad habits.
Okay,
here,
good. Perfect. All right. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
All right. But so then what?
So, so after your training period, and some people pick it up much quicker and some people need help for a while and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get your first clients. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach you how to do that.
Great.
And then
I'm excited already.
I know. Well, that's where it starts to get exciting because there's a lot of prep work to get there and a lot of learning and a lot of training and, you don't get to just go out there and go on house tours and write contracts. Ugh.
All right, I want to, but I will. I'll get there.
You'll get there.
I'm just using me as an example, by the way, and this could be you. So anyway.
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody, yeah.
That's right. And then, there's, like I said, different offices do it differently, so you might want to interview at a few different places and see what they offer and see if it fits.
But we like you. We want to be with you. We don't want to be with anybody else.
Well, that's lovely. And so, yes, if you'd like to come and be a realtor or real estate agent at Southern Vermont Realty Group, or if you're just interested in investigating the career, I am, I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I am more than happy to talk to anybody else and sort of talk them through the process. And sometimes I meet with people and they say, I don't have any experience in this. And I say, well, what do you have experience in?
Yeah.
And, they're multitasking, hardworking, detail-oriented people. And
yes.
I say, that's it.
That's it.
You got it.
Customer service or something. No.
Yeah.
It's all part of the package.
Yeah. And, I can teach people how to do contracts and I can teach people about the real estate process. But, people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is sort of where you have to start. Like, do you want to help people?
Yeah. If you don't like people, you shouldn't be in this business.
No.
And not at all.
No.
Because if you hate on people all the time, forget it. We don't want you.
Well, really, we talk about houses and, the actual house, but it's really people. It's buyers and sellers and attorneys and clients. And, you want to work with people.
Yeah. And if you want to listen to Jackie's past episodes, you can on our website at WTSAradio.com. She has 11 up there already.
Oh, my goodness.
So you get to really know what's going on, what things entail before you actually start, wanting to come on board with you,
Yeah, absolutely. So you can sort of get a feel for my personality, the process. But again, I'm always happy to talk to people, whether you come work for Southern Vermont Realty Group or decide not to pursue it at all. Yeah. If you're thinking about it and you have questions, I'm available and happy to chat.
What we don't want you to do is come see you and then get all these training and then leave you and go somewhere else.
Well, in I had 22 years in the business.
22 years. Amazing.
And I've trained a lot of agents, especially in the last 5 years. And I can't say that they won't ever leave me, but they certainly haven't yet.
Well, that's good because you take care of them, obviously.
I love my agents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're very good people.
That's good. And we'll get into agent versus a regular realtor in probably another episode. But
You and I were going to touch on that at some point. This sort of leads us in. And I think in the next couple episodes, we'll discuss that. And I'm hoping to bring some of my lovely agents.
That'd be great. I'd love to meet some of them. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we run out of time, a short time window that we have, but
I know.
I could talk to you forever on this stuff.
And I could talk forever. So if anybody wants to call me, give me a call, send me an email, and happy to talk about it more.
That's right. You can go to our website at WTSAradio.com, and after you're done listening to all the podcasts, then you can contact Jackie at SOVTRealtyGroup.com, and the link's right on there, right? Or Facebook or whatever.
However you like. I'm easy to find.
Yeah, you can find you. We'll find you. And it's Jackie with an I, no E.
Good catch.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that because I wrote an E for a long time.
We've been doing this for a while now. There's no spelling test.
I didn't change. No, there isn't. That's good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the Property Pulse every other Wednesday. All right?
Thank you, Tom.
You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.